Ahead, half a dozen robed and hooded Jedi dropped from the balconies and took station in the hall. Another Jedi descended the grand staircase at the end of the hall. His force signature radiated power, confidence, a master. As one, the seven Jedi moved toward Malgus and Alina, and Malgus and Alina moved toward them. More and more Padawans gathered on the balconies and walkways above, sparks of light side blasphemy flickering in Malgus's perception. The more powerful force signatures of the approaching Jedi pressed against Malgus, and his against theirs, the power of each distorting the other by its presence. In his mind, the countdown continued. The space between him and the Jedi diminished. The power within him grew. They stopped at 2 meters. The Jedi Master threw back his hood to reveal blonde hair graying at the temples, a handsome ruddy face. Malgus knew his name from his intelligence briefings. Master Ven Zallo. In appearance, Zallo was everything Malgus, with his pale skin, scars, and hairless pate, was not. With respect to the Force, Malgus was everything Zallo was not. The 6 Jedi Knights accompanying Zallo spaced themselves around Malgus and Alina to minimize maneuvering room. The Jedi eyed him cautiously, the way they might a trapped predator. Alina put her back to Malgus. Malgus felt her breathing, deep and regular. Silence ruled the hall. Somewhere, a Padawan cleared his throat. Another coughed. Zallo and Malgus stared into each other's eyes, but exchanged no words. None were necessary. Both knew what would unfold next, what must unfold. The chrono on Malgus's wrist began to beep. The slight sound rang out like an explosion in the silent vastness of the hall. The sound seemed to free the Jedi to act. Half a dozen green and blue lines pierced the dimness as all of the Jedi Knights ignited their lightsabers, backed off a step, and assumed a fighting stance. All except Zallo, who held his ground before Malgus. Malgus credited him for it and inclined his head in a show of respect. Perhaps the Jedi Knights thought the beeping chrono indicated a bomb of some kind. In a way, Malgus supposed it did. From behind, another sound broke the silence. The whine of the hijacked dropship's approaching engines. Malgus did not turn. Instead, he watched the events behind him by watching the events before him. The Jedi Knights stepped back another step, looking past Malgus, uncertainty in their expressions. Alina pressed her back against Malgus. No doubt she could see the dropship by now as it roared downward toward the temple. Zallo did not step back, and his eyes stayed on Malgus. The sound of the dropship's engines grew louder, more acute. A prolonged mechanical scream.